I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 3:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. Blue sky, 89 degrees.
Big backups in Davis County on I-15 south and northbound. I'm Steve Carlson.
KSL's top story, they expect to be reunited soon. The family of a Utah man who disappeared in Montana is hoping to see him soon now that he's been found safe in Idaho. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with the story. Paul, how was this guy found?
Well, he was actually, apparently, he found the searchers. According to family Facebook post, Caden Laga walked into a camp of the people that were searching for him in Idaho County. Now, he had been missing since Sunday after they were riding with family members on horse, and his horse actually went lame, and he decided to walk. Now, they're still waiting for him to come down the mountain. They said he was well enough to spend the night there, but at the same time, they're still trying to bring him down, but it's getting pretty tricky. Now, after they are reunited, that's when the family is expected to talk to the press and make a kind of statement, but for right now, they're still on pins and needles waiting for him to get down to the mountain. So, reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 3:31. Thank you, Paul. A badly needed school in a rapidly growing area opens tomorrow. Maria Chaleos is here to tell us more.
Jeff, Eagle Mountain's new high school will have a grand opening tomorrow, and then the first day of class will be next Tuesday. Alpine School District spokeswoman Kimberly Bird says the city is really excited for Cedar Valley High School.
When you think of now a high school, the first high school in Eagle Mountain, you're going to see a community that is so rallied and excited.
There are about 1,800 ninth through 12th graders enrolled. It takes pressure off of Westlake High School in Saratoga Springs. Representative Ken Ivory announced today that he is resigning his Utah State House seat. Ivory accepted a new job and says it will require his full time and attention. Ivory was elected to the Utah House of Representatives in 2010. The Salt Lake County Republican Party will now establish a process for choosing a replacement to be submitted to the governor for appointment. KSL's top national stories this hour. A computer system outage is creating long lines for U.S. customs at international airports across the country. Manual processing is underway as IT officials work to determine the cause. President Trump has phoned a supporter who he insulted after he mistook him from a protester at his rally in New Hampshire last night. ABC's Rachel Scott has more.
It was an insult from the president that accidentally landed in the lap of one of his supporters. When protests broke out at the president's rally in New Hampshire last night, he had this to say.
That guy's got a serious weight problem. Go home, start exercising.
Well, turns out that man the president was referencing was not someone there to protest him. It was someone there to support him. A White House official tells ABC News President Trump called that supporter as he flew on Air Force One and left a voicemail. Rachel Scott, ABC News, Berkeley Heights, New Jersey.
Greenland isn't for sale. That message from the country's Ministry of Foreign Affairs in response to reports that President Trump has talked about the possibility of buying the self-governing territory, which, by the way, is technically part of the Kingdom of Denmark. ABC's Jordan Phelps is at the White House and explains.
What's unclear is whether the president is joking or not. What is interesting is from this reporting we've seen, not our own, is that according to at least the Wall Street Journal, the president actually has some members of the White House counsel's team to look into the possibility, which would suggest that is true, that it's more than just a joking matter.
In Missouri today, two law enforcement officers were shot while trying to serve an eviction notice. The sheriff's deputy had to be airlifted to the hospital and is now in stable condition. The Highway Patrol trooper who was hit in the vest was treated and released from the hospital. The suspect remains barricaded in the home. The city of Portland, Oregon, and its police officers are preparing for protests downtown this weekend.
Our interactions are necessary to increase public safety and should not be construed as bias, preference, or endorsement of any particular point of view or side.
There is said to be a planned right-wing rally and a planned left-wing counter-protest. The reported right-wing supported end domestic terrorism rally is set, as well as that opposition rally. Other national stories KSL is following. An update on the plane crash that involved NASCAR driver Dale Earnhardt Jr. and his family. ABC's Pete Combs reports investigators are getting more information on what happened before that plane ran off a Tennessee runway and began to burn. KSL News Time, 3:35.